very much for introducing. So as the title says, I would like to share with you one of my study results when I was in University of Florida, managing lead in the shooting range soil, employing some EPAs, BMPs. So I have with me that there are two co-authors here. Dr. Ian, he was a visiting scientist at the time with me, and Dr. Lina Ma was my supervisor at the time. So let's see why lead contamination is so important in the shooting range soil, and why we are interested in this project. So we know lead contamination in the shooting range soil is a public health concern worldwide. And there are as many as 9,000 non-military shooting range in the United States. These are used for recreational shooting. And there are numerous military shooting ranges. And let's have an estimate of how much lead bullet we shot and added to the soil. In the 20th century, as may I say, more than 20 million tons of lead bullets were fired in the United States. When we evaluated the shooting range in Florida, there was a 10 years old, and it's about a 4 to 5 acre size. We found 11 tons of lead bullet accumulated in 10 years in a shotgun range. And in a rifle range, we found about 12 tons of lead bullet. So this is a typical lead bullet in this picture. So when it a lot of time hits this kind of metal targets here, and then it gets disintegrated like this and accumulated in the soil in the barn. And let's see, sometimes they use also pepper target, and in that case lead bullets are accumulated in the soil more or less intact. So let's see the typical composition of a lead bullet. It is mostly lead, 95 to 97%, with some antimony, a little bit of arsenic, and some other mineral, other metals, less than 30 parts per million. So we found lead content of various shooting ranges in Florida. The lower range was 1,500 milligram per kilogram, to as much as 7% in the soil. So Florida Department of Environmental Protection has a cleanup goal for the industrial soil, is about 1,400 parts per million. So therefore, a shooting range with few years of operation will qualify for this cleanup. So let's see how lead bullets get weathered and add lead to the soil. So when it is captured in a barn soil, it can go through an oxidation process, yielding a mineral called lithers. These lithers can also go through a carbonation process with the help of carbon dioxide in soil, forming cerussite. And with water and carbon dioxide, it can further produce a hydrocerussite. Both cerussite and hydrocerussites are sparingly soluble under various conditions, especially under acidic soil pH condition. It can be dissolved and produce ionic lead. When these ionic leads are produced, it can go through various processes. It can be absorbed. It can be leached down to groundwater. It can go to the surface water with the runoff water as well. So, slowing down the weathering of lead bullets in the shooting range is very important to minimize the lead exposure to the environment. So, in this study, we investigated the effectiveness of three best management practices listed for shooting range soil in the EPA BMP manual. Let's see what are those. So, there is a recommendation for using sand instead of soil as a barn material. There's another recommendation is to use periodic liming the warm soil. And there is another practice. With years of accumulation, there are several companies offer this kind of service. They mechanically sieve the soil and get the bullet out. So that means that's a source removal. We evaluated all these things in our lab, and then we found there are several things we can investigate. I'll share with you those things. So first of all, let me give you some background here. So this is the North Central Florida, Gainesville. And this is the shooting range we are talking about, how we conducted the study. I show you here two ranges, but there is another range right here. It's another shotgun or pistol range. This is a 100-yard rifle range, and there are two 50-yard shotgun or pistol range. So this is the pistol range, the 50-yard pistol range. This range was in operation in 2001. This berm was produced by pulling the soil from the surrounding area. But in 2008, the owner decided to apply the EPA BMP, replacing the sand soil with the sand berm. And you can see the sand here. So the soil material from this place has been excavated and was moved to the neighboring rifle range. You can see here, there is some soil material. This was basically brought from here to here. So you can see further here, these are the soil material from here. So we studied all this thing here. So let's see the replacement of soil with the sand. So it is here, and this is the initial soil properties. And then we replaced with the orchard sand. These are the properties of the sand. The most important thing here to note that the organic matter content and the water holding capacity was different for these two materials. So what we did here, when the sand was placed instead of soil, then we divided this berm soil into three different compartments, and then we sampled in these four different heights at 7 months and 11 months. And we evaluated the lead content. We also recorded the bullet loading in 7 months and 11 months. And we compared this loading with the previous data when the range was initially opened in 2001. And we considered same time, and we compared the bullet loading in soil and the sand. So here are the result. You can see here the loading of bullets was in sand and soil, and the sand berm had more bullet loading over time with the same time. It's probably because when it was initially opened, the range was not that popular, but after 7 years of operation, more people got interested in using this recreational shooting range. So with sand berm having more bullets than soil berm, but it showed lower lead content than the soil berm. And that indicates that using sand instead of soil would be a better practice to minimize the lead content in the berm soil. So the second BMP we applied is the lime. We applied lime in this berm soil. We divided into four different compartments, and then we applied lime in two, and we kept unlimed in two. So we applied a granulated limestone, which is composed of both calcite and dolomite, with a calcium carbonate equivalent of 91%. And we did sampling in three different places, and we sampled at 2 months, 4 months, and 8 months, and 15 months after application of lime, and we evaluated soil pH, total lead, and water soluble lead. So what we found here, After 15 months of liming, the total land concentration in the limed plot was substantially lower than the unlimed plot. We also found pH of the barm soil increased with time, but it increased in both limed and unlimed soil. Only after 15 months, we see some higher pH in the limed plot as compared to unlimed plot. Liming also increased water-soluble lead in some cases. So the third one is the bullet saving. There's the removal of bullet by the mechanical sieves. The general perception is here, it removes bullet and it reduces the long-term potential of lead buildup. But there is other side that was our own perspective, that when you do this mechanical sieving, you apply abrasive forces. And that can break the partially weathered or weathered lead fragments to smaller particles, and that can add to the soil, and that can increase the lead content immediately. So that was our thought, but we had an opportunity to verify this thing. So this material, which is brought from the neighboring shotgun range, was sieved by a company. And you can see the sieve material. And this material was supposed to be back to the barn soil. And the bullets are trapped here, and those are separated and taken away. So what we found, this is the particle size distribution of the sieved and unsieved soil. I'd like to draw your attention here. We saw the proportion of very coarse sand and the coarse sand increased to some extent. And when you determine the lead content, we found the lead content of the sieve soil, especially in the very coarse fraction, and the coarse fraction was substantially higher than this unsieved soil. And when you determine the total lead content of the sieved and unsieved soil, and you can see here the blue are the direct determination and the purple are the calculated lead from various fractions. And what we see here, the proportion of lead contribution of various particle size to the total lead content, you can see the contribution of very coarse fraction was about 35% to the total lead, but in the sieved, it was 7%. So we tried to know why this happened. We did X-ray diffraction study. You can see here sieved and unsieved. We see a very sharp metallic lead peak in the sieved soil. So that means that weathered lead fragments was indeed added by the abrasive action of the sieving. So here are some conclusion here. So we found after 11 months of operation, Sandbrum has lower lead content. Lime reduced the total lead content, but it increased some water-soluble lead content in the soil. Sieving removed the source, but it added some lead fragments to the soil, and that caused an immediate rise of the total lead content. So what we finally said after this report, while all BMPs has potential to reduce the lead weathering or lead content, but there are some side effects of those BMP that also merit the attention in applying those BMP. Well, thank you very much. I'll stop here and I'll entertain any questions.